Welcome to Let's Talk About Tests Baby, a weekly podcast about software testing, QA processes, agile, and other general geekery. My name's Jem Hill, and I'll be your host. Hello listeners, and welcome to episode 36. This is the last in my trilogy of debt, and the final bit of debt that I'm going to talk about today is testing debt, which is the one I am most familiar with. So, the way I see it is there's a few different types of testing debt, and there's a main couple of sections, which is bad testing and delay testing. So, bad testing is the same as kind of inefficient testing or not thorough testing. And for me, it's when I've not had the time, the space, or the ability and skill to fully test a feature. And there's many things that could lead to this, so it's no time to cross browser test, for example, especially if I need to test specific browsers. We've had some browsers that are specified versions of IE that need to be supported, and I work on Mac, so firing up a VM or finding a way of testing on IE can be more time consuming than other browsers, and so I need extra time to do that. No time to properly cross device test. I try to use something like GhostLab so I can hook up as many devices as possible and test them all in one go. But even the setting up of that takes some time, and if I don't have time on every feature to do that, that's bad. No time to do exploratory testing. All this comes down to time, but no time to do exploratory testing, so I'm only testing to the acceptance criteria that's in front of me. Sometimes you can do both at the same time. It's not test the acceptance criteria, then test around it. But if I don't get time to fully explore, it just passes on the basics. Then it's not really tested properly. There's a skew in the balance, because obviously you've got to balance exploratory testing and saying, yeah, I'm satisfied enough to pass this to the client or the stakeholders. But you need to make sure you're balancing that properly. You're not prioritising time over testing, or you're not signing off in time because you're testing everything in a attempt to catch all the bugs, which obviously you can't do because it's impossible for things to be 100% tested. And then there's a really insidious lack of care that I mentioned in the last episodes. If the devs aren't caring about the work, and I don't think that me pointing out bugs will actually do anything, it won't contribute to the project in any meaningful or productive way, then you're not motivated to record all the bugs. You'll go, oh well, it's just a little one, it's not really a showstopper, I'll leave it, instead of reporting it as a minor bug for something that might be fixed later on. I mean, that just adds to the overall sense of lack of care, and it fuels the fire. But if it's there, it's going to affect you. It's like that thing where, I think it was a sociology study, where people found that if there's a broken window in a building, there's more chance of there being another one within a certain period of time than if none of the windows are broken. If there's one sign of something cracky or going wrong, people just won't care about the rest of it. Not having the context, I feel I need to fully connect to a project and therefore test it properly. So I want to know the context of the project, the context of who I'm building it for, what they want, what they plan for the project, what we're giving them, and why, and the branding and stuff. I really feel that I need that kind of context to fully test a project. Let's say we build websites, so I would like to know what the client plans on doing with the website and what functions it has and why, so I can then see if the functions meet their needs or what I think their needs are. Which is why I enjoy being in meetings early on with the client. I like meeting the client before build's even started, so I can help out with requirements gathering, so I can get a feel for the client and what they want and how they talk about the things around the site, just so I can get that feel. And then probably the easiest of the bad testing to fix is lack of ability and skill or knowledge. So missing knowledge on like the system that it's built on, if you're using a framework or a CMS or something, not knowing about accessibility testing or automation or testing around that, performance, security, all those kind of things. I said fairly, probably the obvious to fix, because it's a matter of training, not a matter of gathering context on a project or a project that's running behind schedule, so everyone's under pressure, or lack of cohesion around the project. It's fairly straightforward. I suppose the hardest thing about that is knowing that you don't know what you need to. Identifying those gaps in your knowledge so you can then go on and get the training and education that you need. Sometimes you don't know what you don't know. And then there's delayed testing. So that's kind of related to not having enough time, but it's when the story is the feature is passed to the client without testing. Testing happens at the same time as UAT or after UAT. We generally have testing as a subtask of the story and say the story can't be closed till all the subtasks are closed, but you can move that subtask out and then move the story on. So it's done as a separate task or even in the sprint after. So all sprint one stories are done, they're not all tested. We ship what we have of sprint one, we test the remainder of sprint one stories in sprint two, and then the cycle continues, because as your sprints build up, you have more, even if it's the same amount of stories per sprint, the testing builds up, which is another reason that testing can be delayed. Because if you have 30 stories in sprint 1 and 30 stories in sprint 2, you've got to test all the stories in sprint 1, but in sprint 2 you've got to test all the stories and then any integration testing from the stories in sprint 1 to sprint 2. And if any sort of risk has been or changes have been introduced as part of the stories in sprint 2, that's slightly more testing. And then the same again with sprint 3, and it gets bigger and bigger as you have more features and more bits of integration to test and more areas of risk and change. It becomes so, although it's the same amount of work, there's, or it might even be slightly more work depending on how the integration works, there is more testing. Again, automation can help with that, but it's still something you've got to take into account, that, and the more automation tests you put in, the longer those tests take to run. So it's still all time that you've got to take into account somewhere. I think one way of tackling testing debt is to get a feel of what adds value to a project. So what the stakeholders and the client wants to get out of the feature or project as a whole, what's seen as a priority is important, and then get a feel for the risks around those features. Because then you can focus your testing. You can test to the AC or whatever plan you've got, but you can also focus around those areas of importance and risk as well. So cover some bases. You can cover the basis of testing something, knowing that you've tested most efficiently and to the areas that are the most risk or most important, or both. And thus you feel like you've contributed a greater value to the project, because you know you've cleared off the most important bits in the most efficient way. So even if you press for time, you still contribute. Especially if you're testing closely or alongside developers, because then you've got that sort of connection and you can get a feel for what's expected and what's not expected in the project, depending on where we're at in development cycle. Again, it's not going to solve everything, especially if you've just not got the time or not got the skills, but it's a decent way of making sure that you are prioritising and hitting as many birds with as few stones as possible. Testing debt is one I'm very familiar with. Because I'm a tester, I am aware of my skills gaps, which I'm starting to fix. I'm aware of balancing and how hard it is to balance time and testing when you're not sure, when you're still unsure of yourself, you're not sure if you've tested enough or if you're just taking too much time or not enough time, and vice versa. And just general conflicting projects, making sure you're managing your time across all of them. So I'm kind of, it's obviously the one I'm most used to, I'm very aware of all the bits I need to juggle, and I'm still learning, but I feel that I'm getting there. I know, like I said, I've prioritised the gaps in my knowledge that I want to learn from a personal point of view, and so I'm closing my skills gap. I still find it very hard to test a project I have no context for. Even if I don't miss anything, even if it passes UAT and the client approves and stakeholders approve and everything, there's always a feeling from me that I've only tested very shallowly, because I know that there are plenty of stakeholders and clients out there that won't test thoroughly, because that's my job. And I'm guessing there's no real way to deal with that. That's just how it's always going to be. I'm always going to need that connection to a project before I test it. Even if I'm coming on midway through the project, I still like having an intro session. And I feel much better after, like, a week or a couple of weeks where I've got that sort of grips with it, and I much prefer to have a session straight up where I can just click around a bit to see where I'm up to with everything and learn the system as best I can. So this episode has mostly been the bits of testing debt that I've identified in my year and a bit of being a tester. I've probably missed some. Feel free to jump in for conversation if I have. But I've also identified ways of fixing this bit of debt that I know of anyway. So I feel like I'm slowly learning to stay out of debt as I become more of a tester proper. But yes, I'm going to wrap this up here. If I've missed any bit of tester debt, or if you want to comments, questions, as always, all the contact details are on the site Let's Talk About Test.xyz. And I will see you next week when I will not be talking about technical debt at all. Bye! Thank you.